This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
It's Tuesday, so, you know, everything's awesome. The day when everything gets done. How are you guys? No, don't play that. That's not right.
It's Tuesday.
It's Tuesday.
What's around your neck?
Oh, it's my scarf. I was freezing earlier.
It looks cute.
Well, I'll probably take it off at some point, but I wrapped myself up because it was freezing leaving the house this morning.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Is it bothering you?
No.
It actually matches what you have on.
Was, nice, you know, blue. I didn't even notice you really until I looked up just now and went, oh, there's a whole thing going on over there. I heard your pants walk by, though, so you must be wearing your club kid pants.
Oh, yeah, I'm into club this morning.
I heard them.
Yeah.
Whoosh, 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 whoosh. Anyway, how am I? I'm good. I'm happy. Life's good. Mm-hmm.
Excellent.
I had some corned beef and cabbage, which I didn't expect last night.
Oh.
I am Irish.
Uh-huh.
My last name is Irish, and there's a percentage of me that's Irish. I even tested it like a duck. Here, have my blood and test
here
me.
And all my information.
Yeah, and everything.
All my genetic markers.
Who knows what you'll do with it,
sure.
All? I mean, what could
you? Possibly go wrong? We all did it, Ben. Don't worry.
Right.
You're not alone.
So stupid, though. And now that company, we're selling, you know, to some evil, you know, person.
Yeah, some evil empire, obviously. The Martians now have all of our information.
So stupid.
Whatever.
Anyway.
What are you going to do now?
I don't think I've had that since I moved out of my parents' house.
Funny. So
like it's just
Christina
not,
did a boiled dinner.
Yes.
I love it.
What do they call that? The slow cooker thing?
Oh, yeah. Sure. Slow cooker.
Yeah.
All
potatoes, corned beef, cabbage.
Carrots?
Carrots.
I got to have carrots. And I want turnips, but John hardly ever does the turnips.
Did you have it last night?
We did.
Oh.
We didn't. I didn't have turnips, though.
She brought some in for me, too. I just had a bite.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, good.
Oh.
Very good. Yeah. Good mustard.
We'd slice it real thin for you.
So oh, make mustard. A sandwich.
Oh, yeah. Oh, boy. I always put vinegar all over the cabbage, and then I smear it with the little grainy mustard. You know, it's like really, there's, I don't know. I mean,
look
I guess there's liquid
you
to
are.
It. Oh, well, this is, you know, this is some serious. John is like full Irish, so he knows the drill. I'm only like, I don't know, I'm like a quarter Irish, an eighth Irish, something. I'm mostly English.
Well, I've forgotten all about how that meal's supposed to go. It was
so
good, though.
What do you think?
Everyone liked it.
Yeah?
Yeah, I liked it. The kids liked it.
Oh, that's good.
Well, mash up that potato, put a little butter on there. Who's going to argue with that? Come on.
My youngest.
Some mustard.
As usual, is all. More chicken, please.
Oh.
Okay. Mm.
Whatever meat. Just tell her it's chicken. She likes chicken.
That's funny. I had a nephew like that he called everything chicken.
Well, that's because that's what his mom
parents,
told him it was.
Yeah.
My sister was the same way. If my mom wanted her to eat anything, she'd be like, it's chicken. I'll eat that. I know. I eat chicken. I'm like, this bacon is definitely chicken, Tina. Go ahead. It's bacon. I mean.
So.
As well, tricking kids. It's easy and fun. Yeah.
It's whatever you have to do.
Yeah.
We're just trying to get through the day.
Right,
everyone.
Exactly. Get to the end. Everyone's belly is full and now go to sleep.
Right.
Right.
Mm. So anyway, that's all I had going on. I didn't expect, I dealt with my kids from the night before, which was great.
Oh, did you have a little sit down with them?
Had to.
Tell them how it's going to go?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Had to.
Yeah. Did they enjoy it? Were they like, yes, Father, we understand?
I mean, I don't think they enjoyed it, but they were apologetic and they understood the problem and, you know, why they can't party at 9 at night, especially
on Sunday. At least right outside your door.
Right outside.
Right.
So, yeah, they were how they needed to be.
Mm. Contrite.
They knew this wasn't...
Dad's mad.
I play with them a lot, so there are a lot of times when they're just smiling and I have to go, no, this is real this time.
Yeah. I'm trying to be serious with you guys right now.
Please.
I get it. I'm good time Charlie over here.
Wipe the smirk off your face. Let me get through this speech.
Mm. And isn't it fun as a parent to just like have to do the speech and to try to like collect your thoughts and express things clearly in a way a child can understand?
Yeah. It's super. But, you know, you hear all this stuff of and it's from all sorts of comedians and TV shows and movies. But it's all the stuff where you hear someone go, I wasn't like this before I had you.
Mm.
I didn't have to do these kinds of Mm-mm. conversations.
Nagging. I would never have done this. Never. Bitching. Being a crab. I was always in such a good mood.
You think Mom and I were like this before we had you? We weren't.
If we had been, we would have just broken up. But now we have you.
Oh.
Don't ever say that to your kids. It isn't true.
510 says, Crackhorn is Irish? Yes.
Yes, Vinny Crackhorn is an Irish name. Well, you got the Vinny. You got Vincent. You got an Italian first name and Hassan.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I don't know about Hassan. I never heard that name before. You actually,
Hassan's Irish. And I only know this because my grandma. But my grandma said the name was originally O'Hassan.
O'Hassan. Oh, Vinny O'Hassan.
Vinny O'Hassan.
Oh, it's lovely.
What a lovely.
A lot of Irish people change their names. My husband's last name was changed at Ellis Island.
I was just about to say the Ellis Island situation was not pretty for a little while there.
Well, people got their name written down wrong, and other people said, leave the O off.
Yeah.
I've heard. Leave the Mick off. I've heard.
Huh.
Some names got changed. My grandmother on my mom's side was like, I don't know, I guess Hungarian maybe? Hudak was her last name, and they changed it to Henry. Like, let's Englishize. Happened on both sides of my family.
Oh.
I know, it's crazy.
Yeah, I don't know if the person,
I don't know, Slovakian maybe?
I wish I'd paid attention, but, grandma's talking to you. You're like,
huh? You know, truly, it wasn't until very late. My grandfather had already passed away. He died when I was about 20, and it wasn't until, I was in my 30s when I started to go like, wow, you lived a life. Like, I should ask more questions about that. So now I've asked my dad and my mom a bunch of stuff, and we've written some stuff down.
Oh, that's good.
Well, I'll be able to, when my kids someday get interested, they'll have that at least written down for them.
Mom, just text it to me, please.
Yes, could you just, a couple years ago, this was kind of a cool thing. If anyone's ever looking for like I don't know who this gift is for exactly, because it was given to my mom. And in the end, it was like a question a week from a company who asked, and she was asked to tell stories from different years of her life and talk about her experiences. And then it got made into like a book, like it gets put together and there's like a lot of stories and stuff from your parents, like lineage or whatever.
Cool.
So it's for her, except that really we're the beneficiaries and it's a lot of work for her. She was just like, Jesus, I've got like 3 weeks of these things, backed up. I got to sit down and they want like an extensive detailed thing because they're gonna put a whole thing together for you. I think my sister has it. I don't even know who has it, but it was kind of cool because she talked about how it made her relive some stuff and go through the memories and think about like all these places that she had lived because she lived all over the world, and it was kind of a cool thing. I don't remember what it was called, but I'm sure you could Google it if you ever wanted to, you know, totally aggravate someone, say for Mother's Day, you know, something like that. Here, Mom, I got you this thing. That's I got you some homework for the whole year. Some, like 52 questions.
I don't know how it is for everyone, and certainly your mom didn't have a, you know, a well, she did kind of party, didn't she?
Oh, yeah.
But
still
either,
parties, kidding me?
Right.
Some woman will never stop partying.
Either way, there are things that I used to tell on the air when I was in my 20s because I only had just
those were
had
the experiences. Right.
And now I think I only remember retelling the stories. Like, I don't really have a clear memory of the thing that happened, but I remember talking about the thing that happened. That makes sense?
Yes.
Like, it doesn't. Now I'm so many years removed from those experiences. I'm really remembering what I remembered.
Right. Isn't the book The Girl on the Train where the lady's an alcoholic and they talk about some of the like physiological things that happen with your memory and the result of being drunk, like why people black out. It's almost like they can't store any new memories. The thing is happening to you. You might even seem functional, but you're blacked out. You're not creating any new memories. And the
I don't remember that in that book, but okay.
But then they were also talking about how you really only remember something once. It happens, and you remember that it happened. And then there forward, you remember the last memory you had of it. So it layers on.
Right,
and that's
I'm aware of that. Okay, so I'm aware of that feeling. That's what I'm having,
yes.
Which is I'm. They don't feel like vivid memories to me anymore. They feel like I remember talking about that, so I know that it happened because I was closer to it then, but I don't feel close to it now.
Right.
I guess the reason I'm bringing it up is your mom's trying to relive things.
She was
I can imagine.
It's hard.
Yeah, I bet.
It's hard to sort through it all, and, you know. So it's a great gift if you really want to make your parents work.
One of the podcasts I work on, we interviewed 80 and 90-year-olds called A Life Story, and then the host of that, she turned it into a business. So now she interviews, you know, older folks and their kids and then turns that into a storytelling podcast. So you have a podcast about your parent.
Oh, that's really fun.
Yeah, it is really cool.
Well, these are the kinds of, it's almost like even when Facebook first started, I thought this is like an online photo album. This is going to be a chronicling of your life. You'll be able to go back 50 years someday and be like, oh, here it all is. After you die, it's a memorial. Like, who among us doesn't know someone who died and occasionally go to their Facebook page and see if anybody posted something or just to have memories of them?
408 says it's called StoryWorth and it's awesome. I'm doing it with my 93-year-old dad.
Oh.
StoryWorth.
That actually does sound familiar. My sister did the whole thing, so it was...
Tina. Good morning,
I know.
Tina.
Hi, Tina. Tina's a big listener now. She's like, I think I told you this, right? She was kind of taking care of my dad, and my mom had some health problems in the last couple of years, and she, you know, they always have our show on at the house, and my sister was like, why do I not do this at home? Why do I not listen to you? Now she'll, like, text me, oh, that was a funny bit. I'm like, oh.
Tina, come get some
Tina.
Ham.
There's ham over here. Come get some.
Tina, don't do it.
Do it, Tina.
My mom did StoryWorth, and we all got a book. She said it was work, but worth it.
Yeah.
It is so good because there are a lot of stories we hadn't heard and some we did know. Kiki, Castro Valley, Odyssey.
Thanks, Kiki. Yeah, that was one of the things that was... The questions were really good and made you think. And they get one, I think it's every week. They get a new one every week, so they have to kind of like rack their brain and go through the whole thing. It's nice.
I find myself in conversations starting to tell something to my kids and going, this is not for kids.
Yeah, that's right. I just forgot about that one part.
Why would I tell them about that party or that thing or, ay, yi, yi. I just look away and change the subject.
Right. Candy. You guys hear about candy? You aware of this?
ASAP, get into anything else. Right. What are you doing? Sheesh.
Literally anything else.
Anything else, right.
Right. Or then they start asking you, like, yeah, I'll answer any question that you have. And then they ask the question, you're like, oh, I'm not answering that one.
Mm.
Well, I'm going to answer it, but I'm going to lie to you because that's how this is going to go. Oops. Didn't realize you'd go there. That was a good question, kid. You'll never know the real answer. All right. Well, it's Tuesday. Let's get her done, guys, shall we?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. KLLC, KLLC HD1, San Francisco, Sarah Vinnie, Alice Moore Show.
What?
Wake up.
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinnie.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.